see, I'm not Dr. Drummond. In fact, Dr. Drummond is sitting out there in the audience right now. He's had several engagements with APS, as you're well aware of, and has asked me to take the leadership role in the chapel today. As many of you would probably be able to associate yourself with, I was very excited about, wow, I get to preach in chapel. Well, I came to a realization in my prayer life that God told me to lead a prayer service today, to not only for you, but for myself, that we need to be more into prayer. We need to be men of prayer. So today, this whole service is going to be dedicated to a prayer time. And we invite you to join in with us. Feel free to come to the altar if you feel led to do so at any point in time. I believe you have your schedules in front of you, so you can kind of follow as we're going through the service. But I would pray, my prayer today is that you would be uplifted and refreshed in this time, that it would be a time that you might hear something from God. Stand with me, if you will, and sing. May we pray in a fashion of praise and adoration to our God, the Almighty. O Lord, our God, you are all-powerful. You are all-knowing. And yet you say, wherever two or more are gathered, there you will be. We believe that. We come before you today, humble, bowing down, realizing you are the creator of the universe, and you created each and every one of us with a purpose in mind. May you speak to us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 2 through 3. Jeremiah 33, verses 2 through 3. This is what the Lord says, He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is His name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Heidi and Russell Hux are going to share with us how great his heart must be.
your presence, and we are humbled by that. I pray that you'll forgive us for the sin of pride. Lord, for being proud of our spirituality or our education, or Lord, for the call that you have given us. Sometimes it's easy to be proud of these things, and I just pray that you'll forgive those sins. Lord, because we know that it all comes from you. Our call, our ability to have our education, Lord, our spirituality even comes from you. Lord, there's nothing that doesn't come from you that is good. Lord, I just pray that we will realize that and humble ourselves before you. There's never been a revival that has started unless people first humbled themselves and turned and looked to you. I pray that that can begin here on Southeastern, at Southeastern Seminary, Lord, that a revival can spread because of the willingness of students and of faculty and administration to repent and humble ourselves before you. I thank you for your glory, for what you've done in our lives. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
During this time, I would encourage you to get together with one other person. If we would couple up into groups of two, and I would encourage you to get together. If your wife is with you, husbands and wives get together, good friends get together, people of kindred spirit, please join together in groups of two. Let me read to you the chapel concerns before we do that. Dan Taylor's wife, Alice Taylor, is recovering from back surgery. Kristen Suh has just had a miscarriage. We need to keep her and Simon in your prayers. Travis Alford, Tina Brock's stepfather, has pneumonia. Hugh Whitfield is in the hospital and just had gallbladder surgery. Seems to be doing well. But pray for his healing. Walker Martin, that's Eric Martin's father, is awaiting cancer treatment. And Brent and Teresa Casey, Brent's wife, they're going through a turmoil right now where her father has passed away. So please keep them in your prayers. I'd also encourage you to keep Dr. Drummond in your prayers, the faculty and the staff here at Southeastern. This time being spent with ATS, keep that in your prayers. Mike Scarborough is going to have a new endeavor that he's approaching, and I would ask that you would pray for the church that he'll be planting up in Indianapolis. Keep him in your prayers. Let us go to the Lord now in prayer and get into groups of two, and I will close the prayer time. Amen and amen.
Would you bow with me as we pray for the lost, all of those outside of Christ? Would you bow with me, please? Father, we're very thankful this morning that we worship a God who loves and has compassion for the lost. Because, Lord, we remember that that's where we were when you found us. We thank you for that. And Lord, we confess that we haven't always shared that same love and compassion. We just seek your forgiveness, Lord, for many times being caught up in all the temporal matters when you've given us the charge to work for eternal matters. We confess that to you, Father. Father, we also confess that we've missed opportunities that you've given us, Lord, that you've prompted our spirits to share our faith with our friends. And Lord, we've chosen to talk about the weather or the basketball game. Forgive us for that, Lord. Father, I also ask that you would forgive us for those times when you put the burden on our heart to pray earnestly for the lost and we've just gone and read a book. Lord, we realize the seriousness of these particular sins because eternity hangs in the balance. And we earnestly ask you to forgive us. And Father, I now thank you that we can find forgiveness with you through Christ. Lord, we thank you so much that you use us to point people to you. And Lord, we confess our inadequacy. But we're just thankful that we have that privilege to take part in eternal matters, Father. Help us to be good stewards of that privilege. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to train. And we do ask your blessings on this school. Lord, we thank you for professors who love you and desire to see people one to you. Pray your blessings on them each day. Father, most of all, we thank you for your gift of salvation. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to get up each day and worry about working for it. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live in fear of losing it. Father, I pray that you would help us to share that good news with lost people. Father, I pray that you would make us into clean vessels like Lance has prayed, Lord, that you would convict us of the sin in our lives, everything that stands in the way of us reaching the lost. Pray that we would be sensitive to the prompting of your Holy Spirit, Father. And Lord, most of all, I ask that you would help each one of us to see the significance, the magnitude, and most of all, Lord, the finality of the message that we share. So, Father, as we pray for the lost, we're actually praying for ourselves, that we would be good stewards of what you've entrusted to us. And I thank you that we can pray to you concerning these matters. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
How many of us are guilty of not praying expectantly? How many times do we go to the Father in a mundane prayer, asking that His will be done, that things be accomplished for His kingdom, and yet we do it in such a fashion okay, Lord, just do this, just do that. When God is a great and powerful Almighty God that can do powerful things, we should not ask Him to do little things. We should be praying expectantly that He will do what He says He will do. He says, if we ask, it shall be done. George Mueller was that kind of man. He's the kind of man that I think we all would like to be. George Mueller was a pastor in Bristol, England, that became very burdened and concerned over the apathy among the people in his churches, the churches in England, and how they didn't seem to care about prayer, that prayer was not important to them, and that it had no power. And yet George Mueller prayed, Lord, use me, if it be your will, to teach people the power of prayer. And now the way he did this was he prayed to the Father that if he could be used in that way, he would. And he would pray for everything he had need of, and never telling a soul of that need. He would only pray to God for his needs. And when he did that, God answered his prayers. He ended up raising $9 million for the cause of Christ. He did that in two fashions. He used it in a scripture institute that he had, in which he was able to disseminate scripture to people for Christian education purposes. He also raised four houses for orphanages that were able to minister to 10,000 children. And yet he never asked a soul for a penny. He only asked God. Now, even more importantly, when he died at age 93, his possessions were valued at $800. What a sacrificial man that only gave God the glory and proved him through the power of prayer.
Let's turn our thoughts and our prayers now to our world, and we all know that our world is in very bad shape. We hear so much about the ecological problems of our world, but there's a force behind that that's even more destructive than our ecological problems, and that's a spiritual problem, and it's worldwide. So let's turn to our Heavenly Father and pray for this world. Heavenly Father, we do recognize a spiritual warfare going on throughout the world. God, we see deceptive groups spreading heresy and contradiction and confusion, leading people astray, leading them from the truth that is in and only in Jesus Christ. God, your word tells us that this world lies in the power of the wicked one. And your word also tells us that this same wicked one, the devil, is the god of this world. But your word also tells us that you love this world so much that you gave your only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, God, we intercede for this lost and dying world. God, we pray that your word might go out. And God, I pray for Southeastern Seminary that you would raise up men and women right here, full of the Spirit, bold in thy word, God, to proclaim Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. God, we also intercede for the nations of this world. God, I pray right now for the leaders of these countries that you might work in their lives in such a way, Lord, that you would have your will and your way in their lives and in those nations. Your word tells us, God, that the leaders, the kings, are as a stream of water in your hands, and you turn them wherever you will. God, we believe that right now history is unfolding before our eyes according to your divine guidance. And so we pray above all things that your will be done. God, we thank you for this place. We pray that Southeastern Seminary may be a beacon, a light on a hill, that we might go out from this place full of your Holy Spirit and full of the knowledge of your will, and take this to a lost and dying world and bring people to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And God, we do this in Jesus Christ's name, for thy name's sake and for thy glory. Amen.